I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Protesters and security forces clashed for a fifth straight day in Egypt. The main focus of today's violence was the Interior Ministry building in Cairo near Tahrir Square. The clashes have now left more than 30 people dead and about 2,000 injured. The United Nations today added to the mounting pressure on Egypt's military rulers. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights urged Egyptian authorities to stop using what he called clearly excessive force against the demonstrators. The World's Matthew Bell is in Cairo. It sounds like a very volatile situation, Matthew. Do you have any sense of whether things are calming down or whether this is just the beginning?
There was a point, Marco, earlier today where things did calm down in one of the hottest areas along the street called Mohammed Mahmoud, where a lot of the fighting has been right off of Tahrir Square. And evidently there was a truce between a local leader at a mosque who went out and shook the hand of some police. Things quieted down for a while, and then they erupted again. It's not clear exactly why, but as I'm listening outside right now, it's just more of the same kind of mayhem that I've heard for several days here in the square. You hear ambulances, the numbers of injured are still climbing.
People are obviously very angry at the military in particular, but I understand you've been hearing lots of anti-American sentiment as well.
Well, the tear gas canisters, a lot of them evidently, and protesters will pick them up and are interested in showing the Made in USA that's labeled there. Another thing that's going on, too, is that Egyptians have been told for years and years about foreigners sneaking around the country, particularly Americans, Israelis. That also includes Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. This is sort of the vague conspiracy that's been trotted out by Egyptian leaders for a long time, and it has continued to be trotted out by this current military government.
2,000 people have been injured in these protests. That's a lot of people. What kind of injuries are we talking about?
Well, there's been a lot of rock throwing. The police have been using shotguns, evidently with pellets, steel pellets, and also with rubber bullets. From inside the square, you hear sort of a steady, during the height of the clashes, a steady bang, bang, bang of all of this stuff going off. And then the tear gas has been huge. A lot of people I've seen just laid out and completely look incapacitated from the gas.
Now, you spoke with one protester who had been tear gassed. Let's hear what that student had to say.
I was in the front line. They shoot one in front of you, one behind you, one behind you. So you're walking through gas. You can't open your eyes. All I can see was white for like 20 seconds. I'm running and it was crowded. It was really crowded. So all you can see is just white. You can't even open your eyes. It burns your eyes like hell. And then you can't breathe. There's no oxygen. So it feels like you're suffocating. And what I felt afterwards, I was just paralyzed a little bit and like was burning really badly. And all I can remember was the suffocation. Like you can't breathe.
Marco, that was a second-year business student at the American University in Cairo that I talked to today. His name is Ibrahim Samir Kafegi. And interestingly, he told me that he'd never really been to any of these big protests and certainly never been in any clashes, but he was watching events on television yesterday and just couldn't help himself. So he went and got his parents' permission and then went down to Tahrir Square and ended up going right up into the front lines of where the fighting was.
Right, and I understand that tear gassing incident happened just last night. It's an experience many protesters at Tahrir Square know well. They want the military out of power, and from where you are right now, Matthew, does that look likely to happen anytime soon?
I think if you ask the demonstrators, that's exactly what they want, and they won't leave the square unless they get that and nothing short of it. But I think that what the Field Marshal Tantawi did with his speech yesterday is playing differently with a lot of Egyptians. And in fact, I talked to a couple of people today who said, look, he's trying to compromise. He's moved up the presidential elections to the middle of next year. I think maybe there's more Egyptians are more receptive to that message when you sort of get out of the epicenter here of the protests.
The World's Matthew Bell in Cairo. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.